wanted to, some tough questions in there, probably not a surprise. I wanted to get a sense of...
Actually, not that bad.
How do you think
I've been through this before, and I've had a lot worse than this. I think they were thoughtful questions, and people generally want answers, and I had conversations with those legislators afterwards, and I think our dialogue, we feel pretty good about it, and we're going to continue to have future dialogue.
And you touched a little bit on the accreditation status, the site review. What is going on at your level now between now and April?
Well, we're the keepers of that. We're the ones that have to ensure that we satisfy the accreditation standards. So the outstanding team we put together and the campus, we're working very hard to satisfy the accrediting commission's concerns. And they're, as I said in there, they're looking for cooperation. And so they come back and say, well, we're concerned about X, Y, and Z. So then we say, okay, well, with X, here's what we found. Here's what the deficits are, or here's what the strengths are. Here's what we're doing to overcome those things or move in the right direction. And just talk, we have to speak very technically and professionally, not characterize anything, and just say, honestly, this is where we're at. This is what we need to do. This is what we're doing.
How long could this process take? You alluded to you would have some time to respond to anything that comes along. How long could it take, and how do you sort of assure the community or assure prospective students that you're going to come out the other side as accredited?
Well, this thing's a little funny because people start talking about them and they take on a life of their own, and I think there's probably a lot of misinformation. These things, it depends upon which way the accrediting commission goes, and that's why he said it's inappropriate, the president of the accrediting commission, to speculate. Mm-hmm. If they want the worst case scenario, they would give us time to quickly respond and try to work through things, and that's a process that takes some time. Better case scenario, they say, hey, okay, we see that you're trying to make progress. You have evidence of that, and what you said, it's evidence-based. It's demonstrable. So, okay, we'll check with you again in 6 months or a year. And then they come back, oh, you've made more progress. Okay, we're happy. We're satisfied. And they remove their warning or their sanctions or whatever they have against it. Or they say, well, you're making progress, let's go, we'll come back in another year. And so it depends upon which way they go. It's very serious. It depends upon which way they go. And then we work through the process. They don't want to pull the school's accreditation. They want to see evidence of us working together with them to satisfy the criteria. And as long as we're doing that, I believe they'll work with us.
What's the message to students right now, to prospective students? You mentioned that you've had an enrollment decline that began before all of this started to unfold the past couple of years. What's the message to students contemplating going to NIC who are on the fence?
Well, we're fully accredited. Nothing's changed. Everything's still the same for the students. There's a lot of talk, I think, where people get afraid because they don't know the reality of where we're at, and that's that we're fully accredited. We will remain fully accredited. If they decide to go in a path where they give us more warning or stronger sanctions, we will still be accredited, and they're just saying, hey, we're concerned about this, and as long as we work with them, those things won't change. If we don't work with them, then they'll come back and say, okay, we're very concerned, you better fix it. And they'll give us a little more time, so either way, it won't happen fast. Anybody that's starting school now, I'm confident they'll probably be able to finish their associate's degree before there's any movement in a negative direction, which it's hard for me to see that happening if we're responding in the fashion they need. Are we on Laura?